senators can lift up their hearts in seeking the divine wisdom they need to serve the people they represent. And for what they deal with here is a part of the fabric of our country and the world. It's a vital component of this state we love. And I ask your blessings on these senators as they begin their important work today. Be with them in their decisions. And thank you, God, for hearing this prayer. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Tomasoni, Thompson, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of that. The third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 894, a bill for an act relating to health, making changes to resident reimbursement classifications, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. And, Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 1455 and 1986, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, could we please keep the noise down? Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committees. The Secretary will read a late report.
Senator Torres Ray from the Committee on Education, to which was referred House File number 826, a bill for an act relating to education, providing for safe and supportive schools, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows, and when so amended, the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda and read by the Secretary be adopted with the exception of the report pertaining to appointments.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their second reading. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on the agenda will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. Ninth order of business, these are author motions, and they'll be adopted in one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. These are withdrawals and transfers to committees. Members, as I call on your name, please indicate if this is your bill, if you have spoken to each of the chairs, and tell us a sentence or two about the bill and why it's being transferred. We'll start with Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator, I move that Senate File 973 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. And Madam President, this is the critical access nursing home bill that has been referred from Senator Sharon's to finance, and it's been approved by both chairs.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1791 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Ag, and Rural Development and be re-referred to the Committee on Higher Ed and Workforce Development. Madam President, this bill is the Regenerative Medicine Research Act, and I am going to have a delete all amendment that changes the scope of it and the funding, so it was more appropriate given that it be in the higher ed jurisdiction.
You've spoken to both chairs.
Yes, Madam President.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Sieben.
And Madam President, I move that Senate File 1956 be withdrawn from the Jobs, Ag, and Rural Development Committee and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Madam President, this is a pregnancy and parental leave provision modification bill, and it will still need to be heard in the Jobs Committee, but in order to meet deadline because of timing, we're asking that it first go to the Judiciary Committee.
And this is your bill, and you've spoken to both chairs.
Yes, Madam President.
All those in favor?
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Senator Dames.
Would Senator Sparks yield?
Senator Sparks, will you yield? Senator Sparks will yield. Senator,
Senator Sparks, as I understand, Senator Sieben said this bill will be coming back to the Jobs Committee. Can you give me some idea at what point that's going to be coming back, where we're going to be in line hearing this bill?
Senator Sparks.
Thank you, Madam President and Senator Dames. This is just a timing issue, and this bill will be returning back to the Jobs Committee, I would expect, probably next week or the following week, depending on action that's taken in the House to meet the first deadline.
Thank you, Senator Sparks.
Senator
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Saxhog.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senator
Senator Saxhog, I'm sorry, I forgot to take the motion. On the Sieben motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Sorry. Senator Saxhog.
It's okay. Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2101 be withdrawn from the Committee on Jobs, Agriculture, and Rural Development and re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Energy. I've spoken to both chairs. This bill creates a renewable chemical and advanced biofuels incentive program, and I would appreciate the motion.
And this is your bill?
This is my bill.
All those in favor of the Saxhog motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 2487 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health and Human Services and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce. And, Madam President, this is a health insurance coverage policy and forms and premium rates approval adjustment. It is dealing with some insure issues, and it has been approved by both chairs. Thank you.
And it's your bill.
And it is my bill. Thank
All right.
you.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution Number 171 will be referred to the Committee on Rules. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Senator Ingebrigtsen.
Thank you, Madam President. All members.
Announcements.
All members, tonight we have the annual chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Banquet. Please join myself and other like-minded men and women that enjoy the outdoors and hunting and fishing. Social hour starts at 5:30 over at the Kelly Inn. Again, the annual Ducks Unlimited Banquet. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Hamm. Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, a reminder that today is Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the Capitol, so you'll see those folks roaming the halls. And as always, the expo is tonight. This year, again, it'll be at the Crown Plaza because the Armory is undergoing the renovations. So from 5 to 8 at the Crown Plaza, to invoke Senator Ingebrigtsen's invitation, join like-minded men and women like me who love Duluth and northeastern Minnesota, and come join us for some social time from 5 to 8 at the Crown Plaza. Thank you.
Any more announcements? Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, Yesterday, the Committee on Education held a hearing on a bill that violated our Senate rules for notification to the public, and you should have on your desk, or you will have shortly, a copy of our Senate rules, and I want to refer to specifically Rule 12.3. The committee meeting notice for Tuesday's noon meeting on education was sent to the public at 12:31 on Monday, less than 24 hours in advance. And our rules say specifically, to the extent practical, a committee shall announce each meeting to the public at least 3 calendar days before convening. And this did not happen. In fact, it didn't happen again today. The notice for tomorrow's education committee meeting came out at 10:24 this morning. So I understand yesterday in the committee there was a significant change in one of the bills that was being heard. I don't think any members, at least on our side, had an opportunity to know that in advance or have access to that. And during the meeting itself, I think there was attempts to try to discourage debate and conversation and testimony. And so we did manage, I think, with some of the help from people on our side, to get the committee to reconvene later in the evening for more testimony. But we think there's an issue here with regards to the transparency of the process. And if these
Senator
rules
Hand,
are meaningful,
just a minute. Members are having trouble hearing. If we could please pay attention. Thank you. Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. And members, again, if we think these rules are meaningful and are there for a purpose, which is to give the public and other members of the body an opportunity to know what is on the agenda of the committees, then we should, to the extent practical, follow this rule. And I know sometimes when we get down to the end of session, things happen quickly, but we are not there yet. There is no reason that I can think of to say that we cannot have the kind of notice that is called for in our rules given on committee hearings, especially on committees that are going to hear important pieces of legislation. And so I would just ask that the Majority Leader would assure us that in the future that these rules will be adhered to unless there is a compelling reason not to. Thank you.
Senator Hall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to second that. It's hard enough with as fast and as many bills as we're having, and most of the committees can do very well with that. But we're kind of, you know, shooting from the hip a lot of times when we're getting in there. And if we can have a little more time and the appropriate time, I just think it's very reasonable and would like to second what Senator Hand's saying.
Senator Nenow.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to add to that. I made this comment in committee yesterday, and the chair actually indicated that this was standard procedure when the other party, my party, was in the majority, and subsequently we brought some copies of email notifications to indicate that that was not the case. We had, I just pulled a random sampling out of my email archive of notifications where we had given 3 days' notice, and that was our standard protocol. I understand when we're bumping up against deadlines, and that's why we have a little bit of a, here's the technical term, squishiness in our rule, but to the extent that we can adhere to the letter of our rules, we should. And Madam President, I will add to that that this was not, that this new language that was presented to the K-12 committee, policy committee last night, was not finalized at the last minute. Yesterday, somebody handed to me a copy of an amendment, the delete all amendment, to this bill, that was almost verbatim the same language that was presented to the committee last night, dated March 6th, a week ago. The committee members were emailed a copy of that language at 8:44 in the morning yesterday. This was not a surprise. It was known that it was coming, and we should have been given proper notification with complete adherence to the spirit and the letter of our rules.
Is there any more discussion? Any more announcements? Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Madam President. I've been here a long time, and I've noticed that the rules oftentimes are supposed to be followed, and they are. But in light of yesterday's hearing in the Education Policy Committee, we have to remember that the bill that was being discussed is a highly controversial bill. It's a bill that a great number of individual citizens, parents, students are very much concerned about. And have such a short notice, one can begin to raise questions about the integrity of process. Now, Sarah Hand raised the question of whether or not the majority leader could assure us that the rules of the Senate will be followed in this regard in a three-day notice. We don't do that necessarily for ourselves. We do that so that the public has an opportunity to know what's coming up so they can engage the discussion with us. That's the value of a committee. That's the value of having a public become involved, and we invite the public to the microphone in order to tell us if we're doing the right thing, and more importantly, if we're doing the wrong thing. So my question would be to the majority leader, under the rules of the Senate, since the majority leader represents the majority party, are we going to follow this three-day rule or are we not?
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President and members. In regard to the hearing last night, yesterday in education, it is a disadvantage to all members to not know the agenda 3 days in advance and to not have those amendments. It's very difficult for us as members when we get delete all amendments on bills that have been described by all news accounts as controversial bills that certainly all Minnesotans are concerned about. Every Minnesotan wants to know that their schools are safe and that children are secure and able to learn and maximize their potential. So it was a very important bill. And the fact that the bill was re-referred several days prior, I believe on Thursday, and yet when I looked at, when I was in Rochester and looked on my agenda online, there was not even a committee meeting scheduled for Tuesday. So when I left Rochester early Monday morning, there was still not a committee meeting scheduled for Tuesday, much less an agenda. And that presents a problem not just for policymakers. When we have these major amendments, we need to be able to see how that's going to affect our individual school districts and our constituents. And the fact that that amendment, that the meeting was called, I think, on Monday late morning, less than 24 hours before the meeting, the fact that the major delete all amendment came to us, I think I got it a little before 9 o'clock that morning, makes it very, very difficult to adequately read the amendment and see how it's going to affect our constituents. And also for the public, ability to know what's in that amendment. So it's very important to the integrity of our process, to having having thoughtful votes by those of us in this body, that we obey and that we follow Rule 12.3. And I do understand the word where practicable, but we're in the second week of session. It certainly was practicable to have that on the agenda when it had been re-referred on Thursday. So there certainly could have been the three-day notice. I would just like to make sure that the Senate does follow Rule 12.3 and we do get adequate notice to our constituents and to our colleagues regarding agendas and even when the committee meetings are going to be held. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bach, and then Senator Torres Ray.
Well, Madam President, members, I support the rule, and I think a three-day notice on committee hearings is important. The rule does have a little room in it in the event that's can't be accommodated, but I certainly would encourage all the chairs, to the extent you can, provide that three-day notice. I know the session gets very fluid. Committees are backing up with a lot of stuff to meet deadlines, so I would just request of all the chairs that, to the extent we can, try to provide that notice. But to the criticism on the specific bill and the path that it's taken, I just want to tell you the Senate rules are very clear. When a bill is on the floor, when we adjourn in the odd-numbered year, the rule says it goes back to the last committee it was in, which was the Finance Committee. And we made an extraordinary effort in then moving the bill from there back to policy. That, I think, is probably unprecedented. The bill had already gone through the Education Policy Committee last year. And so really, only under the rules was required to go back to finance. I think I felt and was convinced that this was a high-profile enough bill, and there were enough concerns about it that probably the policy committee should take another look at it. And I think we made a pretty extraordinary move of good faith to give that policy committee and the public an opportunity to hear it for a second time in the policy committee that we would not have to have done, but I do believe was the right decision. So I think we made a good faith effort, and could be there was a little timing issue, but there I think it's pretty unusual for a policy committee to actually consider a bill and pass it out two different times on the same piece of legislation. And we tried to do that because we know there were concerns that have kind of mounted over the period of time from when we adjourned last year to now. So I do think we made a pretty solid effort to make sure that the policy committee had a very serious consideration of this.
Senator Ray.
Madam President, I will yield to Senator Chamberlain.
Senator Hahn is next.
Thank you, Madam President. And I want to, first of all, thank the Majority Leader for his remarks. And I sincerely do appreciate the efforts that he took to allow this bill to have the path that it's taken. And I mean that quite sincerely. There are members on our side who are working very diligently to try to find some compromise language that we can work on together and pass a bill on this issue that is very important that we can have broad agreement on. So I do want to acknowledge the work of the majority and thank Senator Bach and Senator Dibble and others on the majority for working with us and permitting this bill to have some extended, a little more extended discussion. So this is not about, I hope, we're certainly not questioning the good faith of the majority in their efforts to give this bill a fair hearing. That is not really the point. I think there was some frustration on the part of members of the public that we heard about and members on our side about just not knowing enough in advance what the process was. But we are appreciative of the efforts of the majority on helping this bill get a fair, we think, hearing and more opportunities. Thank you.
Senator Chamberlain.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I agree with Senator Hahn. Thank you to Senator Bach and Majority for doing what they can. But there was a very unique situation here with the bill that was discussed and brought back to K-12 yesterday. As discussed yesterday and pointed out in committee, is that the bill had passed committee last year and was re-referred back to that committee. The bill passed out of committee, came to this floor, was ready for passage, members. But when that bill came back to committee, 4 pages of changes. A major policy bill had 4 pages of changes, Madam President. That is a major change. We weren't talking about a couple oars and ands, although we did that later for 20 minutes. But 4 pages of changes is a major policy move. That deserves 3 days and proper notification for the citizens to come down and be heard. That's the issue. That's the concern. So, again, thank you for the efforts you put forward, but this bill needed a proper hearing and a vetting. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you, members. I think that all of you know, of course, this is a very important bill. We received a lot of testimony last year from families, children, parents who care very deeply about this issue, and members care very deeply about this issue. I want to make sure that members know we have posted as early as we possibly can. 24 hours has been kind of the schedule that we follow. We're going to try to put more time into this. We hear your concerns. Definitely, you know, education policy is important to all of us, and we need to make sure that you have ample opportunity to see particularly new bills. This was not a new bill. Senator Chamberlain is correct. The amendments are significant in terms of the implementation. And one of the reasons I hope it was clear to all the members was that we needed to hear from different school administrators, superintendents, principals who really had some serious concerns about how they were going to implement these policies. So we had an obligation to hear their concerns and hear their input. It is my understanding that people were contacting the author of the bill until the last minute. And interestingly enough, Senator Nelson is correct that the language was ready. But the author really wanted to make sure that we heard every concern from those constituency groups, because actually they are responsible for the implementation. So I want to assure members that it is not my intention to really hide anything here or have a process that doesn't have an integrity. I think our committee was in compliance with the rule. I hear your concerns about this particular issue and how you want to have more time, but I want to assure you that there will be complete transparency in my committee, and there is really no intention to present to you issues or, you know, bills at the last minute. So thank you for your input.
Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I do want to add just a couple brief things. I do applaud Senator Torres-Ray for getting this bill back in her committee. It was an important policy changes, and so I certainly know that the calendar is crowded, and I want to be clear on the record that I appreciate the ability that she had to get that bill into the Education Policy Committee where these changes needed to be discussed. I do want to make sure that the record is clear and that all know that Rule 12.3 particularly says that there must be, to the extent practicable, a committee, a subcommittee, or a division shall announce each meeting to the public at least 3 calendar days before convening. The notice must state the name of the committee, subcommittee, or division, the bill or bills to be considered in the place and time of the meeting. So it is a 3-day window, a rule, and I just want to make sure that all are familiar with Rule 12.3. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Members, on Monday, a point of order was raised about picture taking in the chamber, and I neglected to read the rule to remind members. 17.4, during floor proceedings, picture taking by persons other than accredited news or legislative photographers are prohibited. So just a reminder, if you want to take pictures, you have to wait until we adjourn and then do your picture taking. Is there any more discussion, any more announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 13th, 11 a.m.
Senator Bach, I'm really sorry. I forgot to read this. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Miller. On the Bach motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.